ABC Radio Australia.
Vanuatu's Football Federation, they've hit back at what it calls defamatory and harmful comments published by the Daily Post newspaper about the country's women's national football team. It says the article, which quoted a former coach blaming lesbianism for the team's poor form, undermining respect for the players. The Media Association of Vanuatu has since apologised. But what does this say about sexism, accountability and the responsibility of the media? Whinau Whenua spoke with a Ngāi Vanuatu women's rights activist and former cricketer who's represented on Vanuatu on the international stage, Melissa Fari.
Look, I think it's an unfortunate headline because I think it's quite unsafe for the women that are involved, the girls that are involved in it as well. Culturally and religiously as well, it's already quite difficult to be a woman in Vanuatu and to try and establish yourself in a space that is so male dominated, as especially in sporting spaces. So I think it's quite distasteful and quite unfortunate that this is something that we're still having to deal with and are still trying to advocate for, because ultimately, you know, the girls and the women's private lives don't have any kind of bearing on their performances on the field. As an athlete, we all know this. What we do in our private lives have no bearing on how we choose to perform. I think it is, it's also takes away from really looking at the root causes of why our teams have not been performing, which is they don't get as much resources, they don't get the same standard of coaching, they don't get the equipment and the facilities to be able to train at a standard where it would allow them to then go overseas and go internationally and regionally and be able to perform really well. And I think that kind of glosses over that headline kind of glosses over that, and it ignores the actual issues that are preventing our women from succeeding in football in Vanuatu. And I just think it should not have been published in the first place.
Yeah, because it is quite insulting, isn't it, against the whole team.
I think because Vanuatu Football then come out and put out a statement in support of the girls and sort of stating that they have that the women's team have the support, and that the article that was published or the Facebook post that was published was they do not support it, and they are calling for the protection of those girls. Because ultimately, yes, it is insulting, but when we look at the bigger picture, it is quite unsafe for the girls now. The article is talking about being lesbians. There is no confirmation about that, but what that post has done has now put a target on the girls as a whole, as a team, which would now make them all quite unsafe, because we do not know how the public is going to react to these girls if they see them, because they've essentially been just outed as a team full of lesbians. And there is nothing wrong with being a lesbian. Their sexuality is theirs, is their decision to make, is their own personal lives. I think Vanuatu Football Federation coming out and speaking up in support of the girls is great, but I think now there needs to be a lot more safeguards in place, not just for Vanuatu Football Federation, but all other sporting federations in Vanuatu as well, could use this as a learning point to then put better safeguards in place to protect the women and girls that are competing in sport and representing Vanuatu. It is a huge honour to represent Vanuatu, and they deserve to get the same protection. Put those safeguards in place.
The Media Association of Vanuatu has apologised and says journalism shouldn't promote individual opinions or unverified claims. In your opinion, what should responsible media do immediately when something like this is published?
Oh, look, I think, you know, what they've stated, that media need to practice responsible journalism. That is, they're absolutely correct in stating that. And, you know, there is a code of ethics that journalists and that all journalists have to abide by. And I think that that was such a miss on Vanuatu Daily Post part. And I think moving forward, they really need to start looking at this, because it was also quite distasteful that immediately after publishing that they then put up a post for International Women's Day that shows the high rates of domestic violence and violence that women and girls face in Vanuatu, when a lot of the things that they've posted just before about the women's football team can contribute to the violence that these girls will potentially be faced with. So I think they need to start really reevaluating the type of journalism that they do, because ultimately we shouldn't be publishing gossip. It was gossip, and it was published without any factual checks.
Do you think women in sport become an easy target for public shaming and ridicule? Because you don't see this with the Vanuatu men's team when they lose. Do you think women are more vulnerable to being easy targets for public shaming?
Absolutely. I do think that, you know, women being in sport, I think it all comes down to sort of like an acceptance of women participating in sport coming from, you know, I think that in all Pacific cultures is something that we still struggle with, is the acceptance that women can play sport and are very good at playing sport as well. When we look at the results of Pacific Games and like looking at Vanuatu Pacific Games, Pacific Mini Games, Commonwealth Games medals that we've won, majority of them have been won by women. And that is something that I think is very hard for people to accept, because sport has always been seen as something that is dominated by men. And that's something that we're still trying to, as a society and as communities, we're trying to come to terms with, and to acknowledging that, you know, women are also extremely good and can become very good professionals participating and playing, competing in the different sports. So it's time to start shifting our mindsets, because women have been great ambassadors for our countries in terms of representing our countries in sport. And particularly, I'm Ni Vanuatu, so I, as an athlete myself, I always take a lot of pride competing for Vanuatu in cricket. And I think that that is a great way to be ambassadors for the country. And it's as a country, we're missing out on celebrating these women that are becoming great ambassadors for the current countries and bringing attention to our countries. If we continue to put them in vulnerable positions where they will always be faced with public criticisms. And it's public criticism is okay if it's about the team performance and things like that. But once we start taking it too personal, making it too much about gender, making it too much about people's personal lives, and that is a place where we need to move away from very quickly.
And that there was Ni Vanuatu women's rights activist Melissa Fare.